Sheriff Orvis Campbell says Tuscarawas County authorities will hold a press conference today to discuss the deaths of Holmes County man and his 4-year-old son. The body of the 45-year-old man was pulled from Outwood Lake Sunday morning. Investigators said the man intentionally drowned himself. Saturday morning, a woman reportedly drove a golf cart into the lake with 4 of her children as passengers. A 4-year-old boy was pulled from the lake Saturday evening near a dock at the Marina West. A 15-year-old daughter and twin 18-year-old sons got out of the water on their own. Campbell says the children's mother was hospitalized after statements she made about conversing with God. Charges were filed against a 77-year-old North Canton man after a Saturday night incident. The man accused of firing several shots outside a restaurant at Washington Square. There was no information about why the shooting took place. The suspect was located in his car, in which police found a rifle and a handgun matching the one described by witnesses at the scene. No one was hurt. Charges include aggravated menacing, discharging a firearm, and inducing panic. No other details were released. The new mayor of North Canton has appointed his replacement on city council. Matthew Stroya has named Daniel Peters interim council member at large. He will serve through November 30. Peters was appointed to council in 2009 and was elected to 5 terms, serving as president from 2014 to 2021. He is not a candidate in the November election. Stroya resigned the seat last month when he was named mayor. Council interviewed 8 candidates to serve the remainder of Stroya's term, but no one made a recommendation last week when council president Stephanie Warren called for nominations. The Timken Company says it has a new president and CEO. The board of directors announced Monday Lucien Boldea will take over effective Monday. Tarek Mehta resigned in March after less than a year. A spokesman said the sides parted ways when it became clear he would not locate to Timken headquarters. Timken says Boldea comes from Honeywell, where he was president and CEO of Industrial Automation, which has 31,000 employees and 70 manufacturing sites. He will succeed Richard Kyle, who returned as interim president and CEO after serving in that capacity from 2014 to 2024. A Wellsville man has his appeal turned down for raping a boy over a period of nearly 7 years. The 7th District Court rejected all 4 arguments made by 70-year-old Spencer Kidder. He was convicted by a Columbiana County Common Pleas jury in September 2023 on charges of rape, sexual battery, and gross sexual imposition. Kidder was sentenced to life in prison on the rape counts with consecutive sentences for the other convictions. The appeals court upheld the convictions by Columbiana County Common Pleas Court. Steubenville Highway Patrol Post investigating a single-vehicle crash that claimed the life of a 12-year-old girl Saturday afternoon. The incident occurred on Old Smyrna Road near Route 800 in Freeport Township, Harrison County. According to the patrol, a utility vehicle veered off the roadway and struck a ditch near the victim's residence. The girl was transported to the Southeastern Ohio Regional Medical Center in Cambridge, where she was pronounced dead. 14-year-old female passenger treated for minor injuries. Authorities believe unsafe speed is a contributing factor in the crash. A shooting on Youngstown's south side leads to a guilty plea. 22-year-old Isaac Bethel was charged with 2 counts of felonious assault and 1 count of improperly discharging a firearm. He allegedly shot at a car in the driveway of a home on Hudson Avenue February 26th. A 40-year-old man and his 18-year-old daughter were in the vehicle. The man was cut by flying glass. Bethel will be sentenced September 10th. One man arrested following a shooting in Austintown. WFMJ-TV reports township police responded to the 5600 block of Baylor Drive just before 7 Sunday evening. A vehicle pulled over on Route 46 near the shooting scene contained a handgun matching the shell casings found at the scene. 23-year-old Jameer Taylor was later arrested on charges of felonious assault and firing into a habitation. No one was injured. Police described the shooting as a custody incident. An investigation is continuing. Pallets of personal protection equipment were dropped off at vacant properties in Austintown last week. WFMJ-TV reports 5 pallets of Chinese materials, such as surgical gowns, alcohol wipes, masks, and other items, were found at a vacant property on Cambridge Avenue. Several more were left at another property. Nearly a dozen were found at the former California Palms Hotel. The owner of a trucking company told WFMJ he purchased the items through an auction, but they had been stolen. They were removed from the various locations by Friday morning. 2 men have been arrested in connection with a shooting in Warren. 2 people were shot at a convenience store along Elm Road Northeast early on August 3rd. 1 person later died at a hospital. The condition of another injured person was not released. 32-year-old Jamal Rowe was charged with being a felon in possession of a firearm. 25-year-old Rajon McElroy was charged with possession of ammunition by a person previously convicted of a misdemeanor domestic violence. Surveillance video reportedly shows the group playing a dice game outside the store that led to a fight and shots being fired.